Sykes, now a Durham University professor, has joined the ranks of the greatest thinkers in history, from computing pioneer Charles Babbage to the legendary physicist Albert Einstein. It's all after receiving one of the most prestigious honours in science. Professor Carlos Frenk has been given the Royal Astronomical Society's Gold Medal for Astronomy. It's all in recognition for his lifetime's work, which includes being at the cutting edge of research into one of the building blocks of the universe. And I'm delighted to say Carlos is with me on BBC Tees right now. Professor Frenk, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Einstein, Hubble, Hawking, Frenk. Not bad company, I suppose, to be in with, is it?
Well, I think it's much too flattering, and the work I do is not really of the same reach and caliber as that of Einstein. I should clarify.
When did you learn you were being given this award?
Well, I learned in the most unusual circumstances. I was down in the south of England at a party, actually, to mark the end of the Sky at Night BBC program after the death of Patrick Moore about a year ago. And Brian May, actually, the guitarist from Queen, who's also an astronomer, was there. And the president-elect of the Royal Astronomical Society came up to me and said, "Carlos, you know, we're giving you the gold medal this year." So I nearly fainted when I heard that. And so it was a rather unusual way to learn about this great honor.
What does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to have my name in the same list as the names of people who I have admired throughout all my scientific career. Is just an amazing joy, fully undeserved, I think. The only downside, though, is when it says that it's for a lifetime achievement, because I'm only 62 years old. And so
your job is far from done.
Well, exactly. I view these more as a sort of mid-career award rather than a lifetime achievement. So I hope I still have a lot of science in me.
You've got to go for the Platinum Award next, then, have you?
Well, exactly. Yes, yes.
What inspired you to get into this line of research, if we can go back to the start? Do you remember what that moment was?
Oh, yes. I think it's quite simple. I was curious from the start, from a very young age, just like I think every human is. And the question is whether as we grow, we get this curiosity beaten out of us by schools and teachers and so on. In my case, that didn't happen, so I retained my curiosity. And why I decided to become an astronomer? Well, it's just obvious. How can anybody not want to be an astronomer? In fact, in my case, it just turned out that I was camping one day and I looked out on the sky and there was all these stars and amazing spectacle, cosmic spectacle. And I remember thinking, I want to understand where all that comes from. So that's how I personally got interested in the subject. But I think I'm not unique on that. I'm just lucky that I was able to spend my life trying to answer these questions.